Blog Talk Radio.
My fucking heart is still beating. Alright. Man, bro.
Get your energy up, man. Get your energy up.
Nah, y'all. I'm sorry. Yo. I was listening to the
y'all still mesmerized,
bro. My heart is still in my mouth, bro. My heart is ripped.
Bro, you know what's the funny shit in the chat. So when I put, when you go, yo, you gotta come through ASAP. Ash says she's out of town. I'm like, gotta eat that fourth burger first. I'm mad delayed.
Oh my god, bro.
So then I start.
You was using the stream.
I was using the stream.
Oh, okay.
So then I start seeing y'all commenting like, yo, oh my god. I'm like, yo, what the fuck going on? And bro, I'm like, damn, they're gonna be tight at me. I jinxed it,
bro. It was almost a freaking nightmare, bro.
Bro, you imagine we would have lost him?
I'm still.
You see that DeMar DeRozan quote?
No, what'd he say?
He said he was surprised that he was so open for that last shot and he should have made it.
Wow.
The fuck out of here.
Yeah, he wasn't paying attention.
They always say that shit.
Oh my god, bro. Yeah, drop that. Who had the quote?
It was, no, DeMar said it. There's a video. It's a video.
It's a video. Okay.
Yeah, he said it.
Oh, shit. What's he going to say? Shit.
And that's Jay from Florida that's saying that. That's what's up.
What?
Jay from Florida is the one that posted that. He said, you see it in the chat.
No, I don't. I don't see any. I'm not looking at the chat. What did he say?
In the DM, yeah.
I can't see anything. What happened? Jay from, the DeRozan thing?
He dropped the video, right.
Gotcha.
And he's like, all vets ain't good vets. Completely ignored RJ on that, RJ's defense on that last shot. Yeah. He said he's happy DeRozan's not on our team.
He ain't want to give you that, he ain't want to give him that.
Well, they never do.
That respect.
They're going to have to give RJ his respect, though.
You're playing music too loud, right to jail, right away.
Nah, we ain't playing that shit too loud.
No,
we ain't playing it loud enough. Shit.
Oh, my God, bro. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, bro.
Nah, I'm tight, bro.
I'm tight right now, bro.
Nah, F all that, bro.
CK's next video is going to be hilarious.
Wait, whoa.
Get out of here with that y'all tight type shit. Get out of here.
Hold on.
Nah, man, that fourth burger gonna give me food poisoning, bro.
Yo, this is shit I be hating. Like, why people be hating?
Hold on. Yo, Dave, just let everybody know we're starting shortly.
This dude texts me, 16 assists tonight. Yikes. You don't win in the playoffs with 16, 10 assists. Shut your mouth.
Nah, here we go.
That's why I'm upset, because that's all we're going to hear after this win.
Like, yeah, but Julius in the fourth quarter looking like in the playoffs.
Like, shut up,
bro. Bro, where are the highlights? Bro? What the highlights?
Dave, just let everybody know you're starting up shortly.
What happened to my highlights, man?
My lord.
Bro, what the hell? What did I do with it?
Oh, man. Alright. Yo, come the fuck on, man. Fuck, man.
That boy Burks!
Ah, boy.
Woo!
That's why I said this burger.
Bro, that shit happened last year.
That's why you see right here. That's why I opened it up. Guy got his ass in there, letting his ass up.
That shit is in there, bro. That shit happened last year with Burks. Can't inbound the ball, bro.
And we kept making him do it. That's the part that pissed me off, bro.
Oh my god, that shit happened last year.
Man, turn it over. We got
holy shit. We got 1,000 people waiting in the chat, Dave said.
Yeah, it is a lot.
Let's go.
You're about to click live for
it. Yeah.
Yo,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Facts. That's a fact, bro. They might go live for us today. Fucking hell. All right. I had to pour up a drink tonight, man. Fucking. That game had me fucking. Oh, man. All right. Okay. I'm going to get my music. I'm going to get my act together. All right.
Somebody says CP got jumped by Nets fans.
What? All right, let me. All right, JD, look up real quick. Yeah, Dave, just let him know we're starting up in 1 minute. Spam the chat, let him know. JD's good there. CK is fuck, man.
Hold on. All right.
CK, look up real quick. CK, look up real quick. Okay. Fuck me, man. Okay, there we go. You know what? Let me just turn this off. And JD will be right there. Alright. 10-0 rebounds, if that's the case. We put Oakley and Mace in your face. We brought charges and we said, bitch, we are New York. We are the New York Knicks. Say, go New York, go New York, go. Say, go New York, go New York, go. Bro, this shit is going so slow. Bro, where is the fucking video, man? Holy shit, showing fine there, man. Fucking finally. Chat is wilding the fuck out, bro. Yo, chat is going crazy. Check. JD's, look up 1 second. Beats, bro. All right, here we go. Back on track. All right. We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. You know what the end? Yo, for real, my shit was slowing down like crazy. I'm good to go now. Good to go now. Check. Fuck, my shit's skipping, bro. Say again? Yeah, she's going crazy. All right, we good. You know what? The anticipation's good. All right, let's get it started. All right, here we go. All right, here we go. live and direct. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, Knicks fans. If you are a Knicks fan tonight and didn't know how this team rolls, it could never be easy, all right? Tonight was another one of those nights. You strap on your seatbelts, you tune up your pacemaker, and you get ready for a wild ride because the Knicks went into Chi-Town, and despite a solid defensive effort, despite excellent basketball by players who we will name later, the Knicks found themselves with a 12-point lead in the fourth quarter and almost blew the game. Almost choked this game away. And Knicks fans, we have seen it time and time again. Cardiac Knick affair. JD, we just saw this on opening night. We just saw it on opening night. But we're going to get into this, man. This is Knicks Post Game Live, presented by Manscaped. Number one show for the fans, by the fans. CP the Franchise, JD Sports Talk, CK2K. Knicks win 104 to 103, man. Escaped by the run of the Bulls. No pun intended. Yo, my heart is still beating. My heart is still beating from this game, bro. I can't, I just, where do I start, man? Where do we begin here? You know, you have a 12-point lead to close this game, CK. You have Julius, who was stumbling and bumbling the entire game, and we'll get to that. He can't hit shots. He can't take Lonzo off the dribble. He can't make free throws. He can't snag rebounds and run the clock out. He's got to throw it back up and flail and miss terribly. You got Alec Burks, my guy, who can't inbound the ball. This has been going on since last year. Alec Burks can't inbound the ball. And nevertheless, RJ comes through from beginning to end to save us from ourselves, 104 to 103. CK, give me some thoughts on this game, bro.
CK still mesmerized.
13 points, man. 13 points. All we had to do was just slow it down and play the way we were playing the entire game. Every win we've had, we had a collapse in the fourth quarter. Every win we've had a collapse. You can say, well, dude, no, every win we had a collapse. And that's, I think, what my issue is. Because, like you said, this entire game, defensively, offensively, just all around, we looked really, really good. Especially coming into this team that's 4-0 and got all these people excited and on the Bulls, Bulls, this, that. And we went out there and we did what we were supposed to do against this team. But all we're going to hear about is this fourth quarter, and we have no one to blame besides ourselves. So, yes, we won. And I was telling JD, yep, you can put my burger on the grill. I'm going to be a little reluctant to eat it because I'm scared I'm going to get food poisoning tonight, because this game tonight had me feeling all kinds of ways. And, yeah, your boy Alec Burks, not only did we do it one time, he did it a second time. And not only did he do it a second time, and and DeMar DeRozan luckily stepped on the line, he got it a third time. Luckily, it got to Julius Randle, but even that law pass still had me at the edge of my seat, worried. We survived it. I'm going to calm down, I'm sure, as this show goes on. But 13 points ends in a one-point win.
Man.
Yo.
Oh, my Lord. JD, bro, I see you got the grill back there, but it's closed. You know what I mean? I was hoping to cook up. I was hoping to cook up some bison burgers real early, man. I was getting ready. I poured my drink up, but I'm stressed right now, man. Talk to me, man. Talk to me. Bro.
As I told you in the back, I got Burks in there. That's why it's cold. We lighted him up. You know, maybe he'll learn how to make an inbound pass.
Yo.
So, but you know what? Get all that negative stuff out the way. I want to hear it all now. Randle didn't close all that stuff. Blah, 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 man, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to focus on the positives tonight. We're 4-1.
Okay.
We got a big win against the Chicago Bulls. And you know why I'm going to focus on the positives? Because at the end of the day, CP, at the end of the day, CK, for 42 minutes, the better team was the New York Knicks. And I think it was pretty clear the Knicks were the better team.
Yeah.
And so I'd rather focus on the 42 minutes in terms of long term when you start to project who are the Knicks going to be better than, what tier are we in, than the last, you know, 6 minutes of the game. Because, you know, some of these games are wild endings, and they're not really – really common. You know, Bulls end the game on a 12-0. You know, they go on a 12-0 run. Randle missing two free throws. We can't inbound, you know, a pass. Like, those are things that you work on. And again, this is happening in game five. We talked about some of the things that happened in the Orlando game.
Mm-hmm.
We bounced back. We talked about even a few things we could have improved in the Sixers game. Here we came and we started, you know, on good pace. And we got a good win. I'd rather go through this now, and we're still getting quality wins, because I guarantee you, if it would have happened the other way around, CP, if for 42 minutes the Knicks would have been dominated, and we would have, you know, made a run in the last 6 minutes, everybody would have said, yeah, you know, but the Bulls, you could tell the Bulls are the better team. So I think what I learned tonight is, to me, when we talked about and we had Corey in the preview, we talked about the bench. The Knicks bench outscored the Bulls bench. But not only that, the Bulls had nowhere to go in terms of rotations for the bench. There was a point where they had no center out there, and the Knicks, as soon as the Bulls went to the bench, Rose attacked the basket.
Mm-hmm.
Kemba was attacking, the whole team was attacking. So I'm looking at this from a standpoint that for most of the game, to me, the Knicks looked like the better team, and our best player was nowhere near his best.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, on a night like tonight, when you look at the positives, because I'm going to roll with you now, right? We're going to the positives. And salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. I had to close the chat because before we even started, we had over 1,000 people in here. So my system's going haywire. I had to close out the chat. How many people we got in here right now, JD? How many people we got in here tonight? 2,200 on the check-in. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys for a Knicks win. But on the positives, you know, on a night like tonight when Julius doesn't have it going, 3-for-11 from the field, as I said, he's stumbling to the finish line. You know, can't hit shots, not really making the best decisions, couldn't hit the free throws in the end to ice the game. This is a different year now because, like I said, I felt like Kemba Walker – you couldn't ask for a perfect game for Kemba. This is two good games against two good teams for Kemba tonight. 21 points, 7 of 12 from the field, 5 of 6 from downtown. I thought Kemba was excellent. He was on point. He was excellent playing off of Julius and just being there when we needed him to get buckets, man. I thought Kemba was great. He did a great job of getting downhill. As you said, Bulls have no paint protection outside of Vucevic, who you wouldn't even consider, you know, a paint protector in that regard. So Kemba was able to get downhill, and so was D. Rose, but I thought Kemba was excellent. Secondly, you know, I feel like every time a player gets slandered on this show, they come out and have a great game. And that was R.J. Barrett, man. Everybody was killing R.J. after that Philly game. My guy Alex Trattaro, shout out to Tratacaster, came out with the article on KnicksFanTV.com to preach patience. And tonight, RJ was terrific. 20 points, 8 of 15 from the field. He starts the game off with the Gotham lob to Mitch. Then he crosses up to Rose and finishes with the left hand. Then he gets a corner three from Kemba. And in the third quarter, he was on the money, finishing strong with the left hand, the right hand, knocking down three-pointers. And then finishing with the solid defense, DeRozan didn't give him credit for, under DeRozan, to close the game. So again, on a night like that, man, CK, when Julius doesn't have it going, it was just good to see that, you know, getting some strong contributions from guys like Kemba Walker and RJ Barrett.
And the thing is, like, and to JD's point, I think he broke that down perfectly. But to his point, like he said, those 42 minutes of basketball when we were playing well, Julius Randle, to me, even though, you know, he wasn't scoring like that, he was playing probably my favorite version of Julius Randle. Yeah, I would love to see him put up the points and get in the 30s and 20s and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the way that he was handling the defense that was given to him, the way he was dishing and making some passes that, you know, I was second-guessing a second look. And I think Julius Randle still, up until the end, was playing really solid. I mean, defensively too, I think he was doing a great job finding all the holes in that defense because like you mentioned, you know, Kemba Walker, RJ Barrett, and Derrick Rose, all of them were taking advantage of that paint.
Yeah.
And, you know, the defense, they were retreating the entire time. And when they were trying to throw doubles or, you know, whoever they want to play, whether it's Lonzo Ball, Patrick Williams before he got hurt, whoever the case may have been, I thought Julius Randle was doing a great job finding the holes in that. So, yeah, the points weren't there, but, you know, again, up until the floor, I don't want to keep saying that. But I was really enjoying this version of Julius Randle. You can see, I feel like a lot of people were talking about it after our last game. You're seeing Julius Randle trusting his teammates, understanding that, you know, he has guys that can help him out. Another great performance from Kemba Walker, R.J. Barrett getting out of his show. I was happy with what Julius Randle had to do tonight. 16 boards, 9 assists on top of 13, you know. I'm a adopt the JD method. I'm going to forget about, you know, the negative and stick with the positive. And, you know, there was a lot of positive with this game for the majority of the game.
Yeah, man. There was – like, listen, there was a sequence in the second quarter where Randle got the ball near the paint. He was doubled, and he passed it to Mitch a little too late. Mitch got called for the 3-second violation.
Yeah, yeah,
so I go, all right. Come on, Randle. You can't do that. You got to – and then what – the next – very next possession – he gets the ball. Lonzo Ball is defending him, and he immediately passes it to Kemba before the double team gets to him. Yeah. Kemba hits the open three. The possession after that, same sequence. He gets the ball. Lonzo Ball is defending him. He hits Fournier on the corner three.
Uh-huh.
The possession after that, same thing. Ball defending Randle. He gives the ball to Fournier for another three.
Right.
So that sequence right there showed me that, you know, from one possession to the next, he learned how to pass off the double team, and that's going to be an ongoing thing.
He called 48 for two threes.
Right, exactly.
On the elbow, on the corner.
Right, on back-to-back possessions, right off the turnover, and this is going to be an ongoing thing for him this season, because as you see early on, teams are still going to test Randle's ability to read double teams, to read zone defenses, and see if he makes the correct pass. You have a higher probability to potentially create a turnover off that. So the opposition is going to game plan, you know, for that. And once, you know, he had that sequence, the Bulls adjusted a little bit their defense on him. So that was a positive. Now, listen, the way that he ended the game, like I said, I'm not going to complain about this start, man. I'm just not.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining about this start. We 4-1. We got 3 quality wins. We go on the road against Chicago. And like I said, for most of the game, we were winning, right? And I think another positive, like you said, Kemba. The last 2 games, Kemba has made,
Kemba's been great, bro.
10 three-pointers, 40 points, 10 three-pointers the last 2 games.
Kemba's been great.
And remember what I mentioned. I want to see Kemba more involved, more player movement. Let him attack some of these weak centers. Vucevic, for me, he's a good offensive player. He's a great matchup against these Knicks guards.
Yeah. That was light
to me, the Bulls are actually a good matchup for the Knicks. I'm not worried about Kemba's defense. Did you see Lonzo Ball tonight? Did you see that box score, CK?
Yeah.
Did you see Lonzo Ball tonight?
Yeah.
My condolences.
You know what? I thought Kemba's help defense was on the money all night. And you know, the thing about Lonzo, he's not a dribble penetration point guard. You know what I'm saying? He's not that type of guy. So, you know, not to say that Kemba had an off night, but I thought Kemba's help defense was solid all night. But as you said, you know, offensively, he's been crisp these last 2 games. You couldn't ask for more perfect games out of Kemba Walker. Couldn't ask for more perfect games out of Kemba.
At all, yeah.
In terms of Julius, one thing I will say, we got to cut down on the point Julius situation, bro. We don't need that anymore, man. We got like 5 capable ball handlers and playmakers. He had one tonight. I don't know if it was Lonzo or Caruso that stripped it from him late in the game. We don't need him bringing the ball up. He's pushing the ball in the fast break. He's trying to find RJ in transition. Okay, I like the read. It's a turnover. We don't need that, man. Like, there's certain things where he's just trying to do a little bit too much. And while he said that on tonight's postgame, it's just certain areas, yes, he is our guy, but it's just like you got to find the right balance. You know, trust Kemba sometimes to make the right play and get you involved. But I also like the fact that, you know, in the first half, you saw how, you know, when he was operating out of the elbow, the Bulls were able to key in on him and cut off the passing lanes. You know, that brought me back to the Hawks series where he was kind of easy to defend because he cutting off half of the paint. Second half now, you saw him operating more from the top of the key. operating from the middle. So, you know, it's not as easy to cut that off and you give him some more wiggle room. Now, he had a tough time getting by Lonzo. That's another story. But, you know, at least you saw that adjustment from Tibbs. I was expecting Tibbs to make that adjustment, and he did. Hopefully on another night, you know, Julius has a bounce back game in terms of his shooting.
I mean, I 100% agree with you in terms of the utilization of Julius Randle late, you know, in situational basketball. We're relying on him too much in crucial moments where we could be, you know, like I said, and this is why I said this year I'm watching Tibbs a lot. Now, I'm not going to get on him because it's early in the season, and I think part of it is, you know, you're building the chemistry with the team. I think Tibbs is trying to figure, you know, some things out because if you notice, one of the last shots, Kemba took the last shot where he tried to, you know, hit a little quick step back. The defender didn't fall for it. He had to force a little shot. So if you know, if he would have made that shot then, the game could have been over. So I think they're trying to figure out, you know, who is the closer? We have closing type players, Derrick Rose. You know, we go to Randle, Kemba. The last few games has been effective, but I agree with you, CP. Like we, you know, Tibbs has to figure out the fact that listen, we have more playmakers.
Yeah.
So Doc Rivers, Doc Rivers threw a shot at his own team, and he's like, "Yo, this Knicks team is hard to defend, man. They have a lot. They have much more playmakers this season." So Tibbs has to put Randle and help him out, as well as Randle also has, because it's a combination of the coach, but you're the player out there. You also dictate the offense at times. So even if you're going, they're going to you, you can pivot off a play and go to a teammate and you know, kind of audible, you know, one of these play calls. So I think it's a combination of the coach and Randle, and I agree. They have to make that adjustment because when we do, and you see, when players are on, we're very difficult to defend.
Big time, big time. On the bench, you know, we talked about it with our guy Corey. Shout out to Hardwood Herald, Corey Talbot on our Knicks versus Bulls game of the week preview. We talked about the battle of the benches, and we felt like, you know, this was an area of the game that we could win. And started with Derrick Rose, obviously setting the tone as usual. Returned home to Chi-Town, got a standing ovation from the people there. Got an MVP chant as he went to the free throw line. So shout out D Rose. He chipped in with 12 points, 5 of 10 from the field. I thought it was great. As you said, JD, once we saw that there was literally no rim protection out there on the second unit, he just went into attack mode. So I thought D Rose set a good tone, especially in the first half. I thought Obi had some clutch plays in the second. He got the and one, got a nice block shot on the next possession. I thought Obi had some key possessions in the fourth quarter that you felt like when you saw that, okay, you know, we're giving ourselves a little bit of wiggle room to get out of this game. But obviously that wasn't the case. Taz, again, chipped in with 6 points. I thought he was tough. Thought he was tough on the board. 6 boards for Taz. So excellent play again by the Knick bench.
Yeah, I loved all 19 of Taj's minutes. You could tell him and D Rose were definitely energized by the night and the moment of everything. Because yeah, they played really, really great. But speaking of D Rose and Taj, I think that's the question. And I know we're seeing it in the chat. We saw it on Twitter, seeing it everywhere. That's the question. You know, Kemba Walker was definitely the right choice to go with at the end of that game. But then it also comes to we talked about in the offseason. This is the question that we were all going to have. I know that you guys were not fans of it. I know I put it in mind, but would it tonight have been, because we know that they are a smaller team, would tonight have been that night that maybe it would have made sense for us to go a D Rose Kemba lineup instead of maybe Alec Burks, sorry, CP, but they were playing. They had a moment where they had AO, they had Caruso, and they had Lonzo, and Lonzo was playing the four. So I feel like tonight might have been one of those nights where you could have got away with it, especially when in those final 6 minutes that we don't want to talk about, that's when we were starting to fold a little bit. A lot of that having to do with the point you made of, you know, Julius Randle trying to force the point Julius a little bit too much. So I think this would have been the night to try it out. Obviously, I know there's going to be other teams where we can't do it. I think tonight could have been that. Am I alone on that? What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, Jay. I mean, I think any time that the Knicks are faced with situations where teams go very, very small, they have the ability to mix and match and try that combination just to create more offense. Right. My only concern, even against a Bulls team, is I felt that the Bulls went to that game plan to try to force the hand and make Thibodeau play somewhat their game. Like, that's what they wanted to do so that they can create, you know, more offense. You know, we out-rebounded them tonight. I don't know what was the end rebounds, but I know we had like 49 rebounds. They had, I believe, 37.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, you know, part of us remaining status quo with our lineup.
49-37, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so which gave us more opportunities. We had 11 offensive rebounds to their 5.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, my only thing is when you're playing these close games and you're playing a team that, to me, like the Bulls, the next 12 games, the Bulls are playing teams that made the playoffs last year, the next 12 games. 12 games straight. So we're going to find out about them. You saw Lonzo Ball tonight. You know, he's a good matchup for Kemba. Like, the Bulls, to me, are a good matchup for the Knicks because our weakest points at point guard, they don't have someone that's really going to put pressure on them.
Yeah.
And so when you have advantages like that, going small with Kemba and Rose, you actually could ignite them to create mixed matches on you. So, you know, I don't know that we'll see that much this season, mm-hmm. only because of defensive challenges that it presents on us. But I wouldn't mind, CK. I would definitely love to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think, look, it all depends on the matchup, right? It all depends on the matchup. Certainly, as CK said, there were moments where you wanted to see it. But at the end of the day, you know, when I look at the type of game that Mitch had, and shout out to Mitch because we thought we almost lost him.
The daily
heart attack with Mitch, the daily scare. No Noel once again. We don't know where he's at. Well, almost lost Mitch. Thought his damn ankle fell off, but his shoe blew out. I don't know what's up with them cheap Nikes because you saw Zion blowing out of kicks. Now Mitch is blowing out of kicks. But listen, I thought Mitch's paint presence was solid tonight. I thought he had a good battle with Vucevic. That was another key matchup for us in the game. And so, yeah, we could have went small, but I thought, you know, Tibbs was comfortable with having the bigs, whether it was Mitch or Taj out there to protect the paint. And I thought they did so. I thought they did a good job. So solid job by Mitch. Got a key offensive rebound late in that game. And thank God he came back, man, because I thought for sure he had a sprained ankle. He was out of there.
How about when he came back in? Literally, the first possession when he comes back in, he gets a big block.
Yeah.
That
block Ness monster, bro.
I think that was the play where then RJ tried to dunk on everybody, and then he missed, and then Randle got the bucket,
mm-hmm.
and that got it to 94-82.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw that play, I'm like, this guy just comes back in, and the first thing he does, he gets a block.
Pay the man.
That drove to the basket. I'm like, yo.
Pay
the
man.
And he's had these weird, quirky, you know, like the one with the hamstring.
Yeah.
I mean, yo, an NFL player grabs that, he tore his hamstring.
Yeah, yeah.
And then tonight, when he's down, the way that he's reacting, I'm like, yep, it's the foot again.
He's done again. I thought it for sure was ankle sprain.
Comes back in the same game. You would think at least he would be out for that game and then we evaluate him. He comes back the same game. First of all, that tells you he has a lot of toughness this year. He understands this is a big year for him, and he's really trying his best. He's battling, man. But I think when you start to see some of those quirky things, he may just be one of those players that, for whatever reason, just doesn't have great luck. You're just going to have to, you know, cross your fingers. I say pay him and forget about it. See what happens.
Yeah. How many people we got in the chat right now? Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped, CP, JD, CK2K in the building. How we looking, bro? How we looking?
3,382.
382 on the check-in. Mm-hmm. I think they came for the barbecue, JD. I think they came for the late-night cookout. How many burgers we got left, man? You putting in work over there, bro.
We got 4-1
on the campaign. The beast of the East right now. 46 burgers to go.
We got 46, CP. I don't know, man. Listen, I know it's too late for you to change your prediction, but
I'm locked in. I'm locked in.
But we got you. You know, you the creator of this, so we got to let you in. We'll let you get in at the end.
You'll be
one of the 50 special burgers.
No doubt.
But we're on our way, baby. We're on our way.
Everybody in the chat, throw some burgers in the chat, man. How you guys feeling tonight? Cardiac Knicks in here. 3,000 people on the check-in. I mean, check it out, man. Shout out my guy. I had these posters lurking. I was ready to put one of these guys up, man. Choking victim. This is the Spike Lee Reggie Miller joint. I was getting ready to put that up on the wall, man, because I was just feeling this thing slowly slip out of our hands. Because, like I said, man, we were doing so well defensively, and I'm just looking. I'm like, yo, this game is too close for comfort right now. And I'm like, this is too close. 10-point lead. No, that's not enough. And sure enough, it came down to 1 point, man.
We gave this team their first loss at home, first loss of the season.
Beast of the East for right now.
We're 2-0 away right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We
got three quality wins.
Let's go.
Let's go, baby.
Let's get it going.
I mean, hey, are you guys looking at these box scores of the Daily Night? You see all these parity going around in the NBA? All these teams losing to teams they're not supposed to?
True.
And
true
the Knicks already got three quality wins. That tells you that, you know, their decision to bring a lot of these players back, the Knicks are a little bit more in sync than a lot of these NBA teams early.
Yeah.
And as I've been saying, this is going to be to the benefit of this organization because Tom Thibodeau is not playing games. I mean, we can nitpick his decision-making, but at the end of the day,
he's
got to win
around
tonight. Now let's end this week strong, baby.
Let's go.
End this week strong.
Going to New Orleans, going to the Bayou. Let's go get another one, man. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your boys. We're going to take calls in a second. I want to shout out a couple Super Chats because Super Chat's been going crazy before we even got in here. Russell Whiskey, appreciate the Super Chat. Andrew Nash sends a Super Chat. He says, IQ is only productive when he's on ball, but with Rose and Burks handling most of the point in the second unit, only makes sense to have Grimes in there instead of IQ. He's bigger and a better shooter. I mean, let's see how it plays out. You know, let's see how it plays out, man. Still waiting to see IQ string together a couple solid outings before, you know, I see Grimes come in. But, you know, like I said, whether it's IQ or Burks, you know, Grimes is certainly nipping at their heels. So they better tighten up, especially my guy Burks, man. My guy Burks got to get it together. I feel like he's overthinking it a little bit out there. You know, knock down a couple threes. But he's overthinking it out there, man. Just go out there and get some buckets.
He knocked out a few big threes.
Yeah, he did.
You know what I mean? There was a point where it was 84-78 in the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
We call a timeout right off the timeout, right at the top of the key at the three-point line, the center three. Burks hit a huge three, made it 87-78, created a little bit of separation to allow us to keep the lead and make it a tough test for the Bulls. So you might see some of these inconsistent plays, not only game to game, but within the game, because, you know, he played well at some points and then he didn't end well.
Yeah.
But again, this goes to show you, man, we have weapons.
Weapons, man.
We not even mention it. IQ struggling right now.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
And
IQ
listen,
hasn't
at this
popped
point,
off yet.
Yeah. At this point, I'm not even really worried about it. You know why? Because
I'm saying.
Right. Whatever. It's a long season. Hey, you want it?
We'll pick it up.
Grimes some minutes. We can give Grimes some minutes. You want to give McBride some minutes? We can give McBride some minutes. This team has weapons. I ain't worried about it, man.
True story.
Let's
go.
I'm hyped. Let's go.
Also, I want to shout out the $60 super chat from my guy, Lloyd Barker Rock Jr. out in Cali. Says, CPCK, JD, and the SNY baddie, I'm blessing our Knicks with a hashtag 60 burger. Let's go. So Lloyd Barker Rock is feeling it. All right, kicking us off tonight, let's go to Manhattan. Benji, what's good?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing,
man? I'm doing great, man. I love being the first caller. It's sort of like making everything right. I know, last call I was talking about Kuz, so I'm not going to go there. But I mean, obviously, a couple observations from this game. Obviously, in years past, we would never hold on for a win like this.
Mm-hmm.
Major props. I think what I typically do in those situations where another team has the last shot, like I did at the Boston game when I was there, when Tatum had the ball, I just cover my eyes and just pray the ball doesn't fall in. So that happened. That happened. I remember back in the day, we lost on like a Ben Gordon buzzer beater at the Garden, and I'll never forget just how my heart just sank when we lost that game. But I guess an end of game play calling is a little worrisome. Julius trying to do a little bit too much, a little bit worrisome, playing out of control. Obviously, the missed free throws, because we all think of the playoffs against Atlanta.
Clang, both of them.
Getting double teamed and just forcing shots, a little bit too much. And then I know people have already mentioned about Grimes. I know we're kind of pulling at straws here, but I would honestly, I love IQ, but I would love to see Grimes get a couple minutes here to get his feet wet. I mean, if you look at Chicago, they put in Dosunmu for like 5 minutes, 6 minutes, just to get his feet wet and like just to see what he has. I don't see any harm in doing that. Grimes is seemingly ready, and he can step in, and it's just another guy for us to spread the floor with. So and we know he can play defense, so let's give him an opportunity.
I hear you, bro, and appreciate the call. But you know what? Tibbs is a guy that likes continuity. And give credit, you know, IQ earned his minutes last year. He earned his shot in the rotation last year. So I think Tibbs is going to give him a shot to get it together. And it's early, man. It's only fifth game of the season. So he'll get it together. But I know everybody wants to see the new guys in there. They want to see Grimes and McBride in there. But, you know, I think it'll all work itself out eventually, you know, over the course of an 82-game season, whether it's struggles or injuries or just situational events in the game, we'll get to see those guys. You know what I mean? We'll definitely get to see those guys.
It's a long season, and last season when we had these debates about Elfrid Payton, put this guy in, bench Elfrid Payton, Noel, blah, 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 right? What ended up happening? Thibodeau remained status quo.
Yeah.
And I had mentioned that, you know, with last year's construction of the roster, you had a lot of veterans. You didn't want to lose that locker room, right? Like, you needed their contributions, and you needed to build that locker room chemistry. So Tibbs, as you mentioned, will allow Quickley and Burks and some of these other players that don't have it going right now consistently to get it consistently because it's early in the season. And like I said, he is not going to change the recipe that he used last season that resulted in a successful season. And
my shit froze out. Hold on. What the fuck just happened? Okay, go ahead, JD. Go ahead.
All right. So, Thibodeau is not going to change the recipe that he used last season, this season, especially after 4 or 5 games. So he understands that the way he coached last year, giving, you know, these players an opportunity, he's going to give these players the same opportunity. So, you know, if people don't want to see Grimes, you may see him in spots, but I don't really see for the foreseeable future Tibbs changing anything with this rotation right now.
I don't see it either, man. Go ahead, CK.
I'll just say I think that there's still time. I hear y'all. I don't think it's anytime soon. Right, but I think that, you know, there's still time for something to get shaken up down the line.
Let's go. All right, back to the phones we go. Ice Water from Brooklyn. Ice Water, what's going on?
Ice Water,
going once. Ooh, Ice Water, you're missing your call here, man. You're missing the call, Ice Water.
Ice cold.
All right, we'll wait for him to get it together. Ari's up next. Ari, what's good?
Hey, oh my God, man. Thank God.
How you feeling, man?
Thank God I was not betting that game. Oh my God,
Ari, how you like Rams?
I'm sipping right now.
I know Ari's sipping right now. Ari, I know you sipping and turns up right now.
I'm sipping a little bit. I wasn't planning on to, but after that I have to. But listen, man, I mean, overall, I'm happy because Julius Randle was god awful tonight, and he almost cost us the game. I mean, he was good at passing the ball, I guess, but he almost like literally choked the game away. And last year, we would have never won with him scoring only like going 3 for 11, and like we would have never won on the road against a good team. I'm happy about it, but at the end of the day, man, you know, in the playoffs, we're gonna have to learn how to close games. But the reason why I'm like, if this game happened in like April, right before the playoffs, I'd be a lot more concerned. We have a whole season to figure out how to close games. But the most important thing I want to say, and three things I want to say, the most important thing is that Derrick Rose needs to be on the floor in crunch time. I don't care how many three-pointers Kemba Walker hits. Derrick Rose needs to be the closer of this team, man, Both times the Knicks gave up the lead against Boston and tonight, Derrick Rose is not on the floor. And if I'm Coach Thibodeau and they're up by 13, okay, when they go on a 6 or 7 point run and then put Derrick Rose in, if anything, like, why would you have him on the bench the entire time? He's the best closer this team has because you know Randall ain't closing. And personally, Kemba doesn't have the spring he used to. He can't take people one-on-one. Like, he can shoot the ball well, but he can't take it to the rim as good as – I just trust Derrick Rose. I think he has to be the closer. That's the most important thing. You know, whatever – the other thing I want to talk about is that as bad as we are closing on offense, R.J. Barrett closing the game on defense, he made Jason Tatum make an air ball in the first game in the last play. And then DeMar DeRozan, he played – yeah, in the clutch, in high-impact defensive moments, RJ's showing that he could stay with these guys. So just as bad as we are at closing offensively, we're like RJ being able to close defensively is a big thing. And then the last thing I want to say is that, listen, man, I've been saying this all the time. Mitchell Robinson's been injured 3 times in 4 games, man. I just, you know, I don't know, man. We got to do something. Like, yeah. Maybe we should just, like, because you're going to have to sign this guy, and, like, he's such a dynamic player. He helps the team out so much, and I understand JD's point of view. But at the end of the day, man, I don't see him, man. I just don't think he's going to stay healthy, man. But hopefully I'm wrong. But overall, I think it's a great win, man. I think it's a great win overall.
Great, great win. And as you said, man, this was RJ's best game of the night. I'm glad he was able to silence some of the doubters. It was some rumblings going on. One of my homies DM'd me. He was like, yo, what's going on with all this RJ slander? I'm like, listen, man, you know how Knicks fans are, man. But tonight's not the night, man, because RJ was on point from beginning to end, all 48 minutes. Well, it got a little backdoor on play Ryan on him. You know, he's a little susceptible to those. Got to pay attention off the ball. But on the ball, he was on the money. Finished strong tonight. Left hand, right hand finishes with contact. RJ was great tonight, man. Forget about it. RJ was great.
Tonight he got to that mark that we talked about, that 20-point mark.
Yep.
And when you can put a game like that on the offensive end, and on the defensive end, I mean, what more could you want? And you can even go as far as to say his performance tonight wasn't of a superstar, right? Like, it's not like he got 30 points or 40 points, but that's why I say it depends on on the fans' expectations. My expectations is I want him to try to get to that 20-point mark. And we talked about how against the good teams, right, Chicago early on is viewed as a very good team. He's going to be an important part because, yes, we're going to need his defense, but we're going to need just enough offense for him to kind of balance out the scoring.
Yep.
And, you know, LaVine in the first half has 17 points, a couple threes. In the second half, LaVine goes 8 points. He shoots 1 for 9 and a bunch of frustrations. You saw him getting frustrated with the refs. And, you know, when people talk about, oh, you know, Jason Tatum, he missed open shots. Somebody's going to say, oh, in the second half, 1 for 9. Yeah. He missed some shots. But they don't pay attention to LaVine complaining to the refs. When you have a player and you frustrate a player like that, sometimes you dictate the way that he plays offense for the rest of the night because he's trying to figure out how can I score.
Yeah.
You're taking a player out of his game.
Took him out of his element.
There's no box score stat that tells me that you took him out of the game. You just have to watch the game and see it for yourself. So I've been very impressed with RJ's defense early on, but also his defense in clutch situations, as Ari mentioned.
True story.
Yeah, and the big thing for me is doing them at the same time. And I think tonight was that first example of being able to see that. I think that was the next step. We know he wants to be that, you know, that two-way player, and this is the first time we got to see him do them at the same time. The offense was there, but the defense didn't let up. You know, so that's what I'm looking for. I want to see that at a consistent rate, and I know that that's something that he can do. And it was good to see, especially in a game like this, like JD said, against a team that, you know, first in the league, I don't know what that matters, the fifth game in the season or fourth game of the season for some teams, whatever the case may be. But to see him do it both sides, one side didn't let up, I love it. That's what I want to see. And then on top of that, 20 points, That's what you want from RJ Barrett. So yeah, keep on. If you want to start the slander now, keep on slandering them. Don't change up now.
Baby.
We don't want you over here.
Keep
don't change up.
That same energy, man.
Right.
How many we got in the chat right now?
CP, I was just about to say, CP, you think this was the game of the week? We're closing in on 3,600 in the chat.
3,600 on the check-in. Salute to everybody in the chat. Let's get those likes up. Let's get up to 2,000 likes, man. 3,600 on the check-in. If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag new. We'll shout you guys out. And CKJD, I'll need your help on that because I had to close the chat because it's overloading the system right now. It's that many people in here. So we gotta regulate the system. We're going to go to the Discord and take some calls. I got to shout out my guy, Michael Maldonado, man. He's the tomato thrower. He says, damn it, Ari, these tomatoes were for you, but once again, you were solid. So whether it's Jake from Florida or Ari, Michael Maldonado comes with the smoke. I want to shout out my guy, Ike Taylor. There was a $100 super chat on the check-in once again. Back-to-back nights, $100 super chat. Appreciate you, Ike. He says, Jules is a made man. A bad game is forgiven when he's passing the ball the way he is. Hashtag top dog in the East. So shout out Ike Taylor for showing love, man. Definitely appreciate that. Ike, send us a DM on Twitter, IG, man. We definitely got to connect, and we'll take care of you, man. Appreciate all the support. All right, to the Discord we go. I got to go to my guy, J Cal, in the Bay Area. J Cal, what's going on, man? I know you're feeling good tonight. What's good? J Cal, going once.
Yeah, no, I'm here.
All right, let's go. There we go.
Yeah. I'm coming in hot tonight.
Let's go, baby.
Uh-oh. RJ obviously had a great night.
Yeah.
And he's a lockdown defender this year. You're seeing it. He's trying hard. He always gets off to that slow offensive start. But what a commitment to defense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now we go on to Julius.
Mm-hmm.
He's 90% of the way there. He has these off-shooting nights. We all know that. We saw the playoffs. It was rough.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because he tries to do too much.
That's right.
You know what? I want a guy who wants to do too much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's a guy, Kyrie, in Brooklyn. He's doing nothing. we got Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons doing nothing.
That's true.
Our guy wants to do too much. I'll take it. Now, let's just talk about the division. The disrespect that we had gotten in the preseason, we all saw it. We
mm-hmm,
knew the
mm-hmm.
team we put together.
Mm-hmm.
Celtics, Sixers, and Chicago. All supposed to be ahead of us, correct?
Yeah. That's
yeah.
right.
Where are they
That's
now?
Right.
We beat the Celtics, we beat the Sixers, and now we just spanked Chicago.
Wins.
I don't care how we win. We won.
Yeah.
That's what the NBA is about. It's about W's. Sometimes it's ugly at the end. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Now, let's talk. Who's left? Bucks and Heat. New Jersey, dysfunctional Nets, I don't even know. They're going to be a play-in team this year. But the Bucks and the
Love
Heat,
it.
That's going to be work. We all know that. But you know who is the most improved person on the Knicks this year?
Who do you like?
Tibbs. Because he is evolving his game.
That's true.
He's got a wider rotation this year. 10 players tonight played double-digit minutes. He is playing a deeper rotation because we have a better second unit than many first units, and we are running people off the court
That's
when
fact.
We get that second unit there. They're tired.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the new D'Antoni. He added offense. He is putting up four dozen
mm-hmm.
three-point attempts, and their quality. He has changed the entire team. He's the new D'Antoni. He's Tib Tony. That's it.
Let's go,
I
man.
Am hyped.
Let's
4-1.
Go.
We should
Jay
be 5-0.
Let's go. Let's go. We
Let's
got five
go.
Fives in the chat
I'm
going across.
I'm taking my 48 burgers, and I'm making it 50. I'm going 50 burgers. And I don't want any heels in the chat tonight. I'll
Let's go.
Three,
Let's go.
One, no heels tonight. Just burgers.
Let's
Tip
go,
Tony. Tip Tony.
Let's
I'm
get
out.
It. Tip Tony.
Tip
we
Tony.
Got fives in the chat going on for J Cal.
Let's
That's
go.
My guy. Let's get it, J Cal. That might have been the call
Let's
of the night
go.
So far, man. Appreciate Let's the call, go. All the support. Jason Calacanis, ladies and gentlemen. Oh man, shout out to J Cal, man. Number one supporter. One of the top supporters of the show, no doubt about it, man. Me and J Cal went to the playoffs, man. We were in there games 1 and 2 last year. Heavy. J Cal, the leader, the host of This Week in Startups, one of the top podcasts in the world, also of the All In podcast, man. So definitely check out J Cal, man. He's doing great work. Never miss a show. And he never misses our show, man. So always appreciate the support.
But you know what, though, fellas? He's right, though, on Tibbs, man. Like we said, you know, we brought in Fournier. We brought in Kemba. We stressed the importance of taking more threes. We have a dynamic bench that he's committed to, all five of those guys. We're going 10 deep. And this is the new look Nick offense. And our guards, once again, like the Philly game, like this game, are spearheading everything, especially when Julius doesn't have it going. So give credit to Kemba, give credit to D. Rose for being what we had hoped they would be early. This is still early, but just being what we hoped they would be by giving him some help. And those guys have been great, man. Those guys
and
have been great.
And D. went on the way. Don't forget Nerlens.
Yeah.
He's in the wing. He's yep. ready to go. Mm-hmm. Well, getting ready to go. Now he ain't ready.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. No, you're right. Good point.
And you got it, JD. You got it.
No, I was just going to say the one of the main, when you look at, you know, around sports and you look at when a team is not playing well, one of the main things is that they're just not responding to the coach's challenges. They're not responding. They're not buying in.
Uh-huh.
And now in season two, you know, this Knicks team early on has continued to buy into
the
system.
They buy in.
His philosophy. You know, we continue to say that one of the biggest question marks when he was hired was, you know, can he relate to these players? Can they buy into, you know, his challenges on a day-to-day basis? Well, RJ's responding to Tibbs' challenge on taking the best player every night. You know, early on, Mitch has responded in terms of the maturity factor. You know, I'm seeing Mitch out there very poised, very composed. His technique is much better. He looks more sound. Even
he's playing very disciplined on Vucevic.
Yeah.
Very disciplined on Vucevic.
Yeah, man.
Like, rarely left his feet, if at all, tonight.
Right. And so this team is, you know, even like you said, even Kemba. Kemba tonight, you know, we're going to get nights, like I said, where he's going to be decent. We're going to get nights where he's going to be a little bit out of it defensively. But even the players on this team that you don't say are great defenders, they're giving you effort.
Yeah.
And the players that are talented defensively, they're playing great defense. So that's a credit to Tibbs and his coaching staff.
Too short. Two steals for Kemba tonight. Two blocks for Blocknest tonight. Another block for Fournier, another steal for RJ, steal for Julius.
Come on, man.
Three blocks for Taj, block for Obi. Obi had a nice block in that fourth quarter, man. Definitely added some nice run in that fourth quarter. Dave, the people in the chat saying slow down the chat. Seeing the chat is going OD right now. J Cal came in hot. We got fives going across the board. Hot pepper emojis going on. So the chat is going crazy. I didn't even catch my hashtag news. I see Wayne Peoples in here, team hashtag new. Feel like Wayne been in here before, though, but shout-out to Wayne. I lost all the hashtag new fellas, but JD, shout-out some people, man.
I mean, you know everyone, even with the 6,000 people,
yeah.
You know.
I know all the regulars, man. I know all the regulars.
Do you know a Jacob Dabby?
No, that's new. Shout-out Jacob. Well,
I want to make sure that I said Dabby
yeah.
and not, you know. You
yeah.
Know, so, and then we have an Isaiah. Schulterbrand.
Okay, that's new. Shout out Isaiah, man. Shout out.
Those are the two hashtag
no
news
doubt.
That I popped. You know,
I caught Dmitry Yanofsky team hashtag new. So Dmitry, welcome. I see that Isaiah Schulterbrand. Shout out Isaiah. That's definitely new. CK, who you got on your end, man?
I want to give my man Jay Cal some love because we're seeing the hashtag Tip Tony's performing in the chat right now. I see Shamu with the Tip Tony, Jack City with the Tim Tony. Bing Bong City, hashtag Tip Tony from Angelo. And
let's go.
We got the Tim Tony final. I got to give Jake out some love on that one because that was hilarious. I like Tip Tony.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Before we get to more calls, once again, salute to everybody in the chat. Hit that thumbs up button for your boys. This is the next Post Game Live presented by Manscaped. CP the Franchise here. You got JD Sports Talk, CK2K checking in from L.A. As usual, fellas, this show is presented by Manscaped, number one men's grooming tool below the waist, fellas. It is the fall. The fall is upon us. The leaves are falling. The pumpkin patches are out. My friends at Manscaped want to make sure that you don't carve up your pumpkins in the wrong way. That's why you got to go out and get the Lawnmower 4.0 custom aerodynamic ceramic blade. Keeps you safe, man. Prevents those nicks, fellas. Very important when you're shaving down there. You don't want to cut yourself, and that's what this new technology does. It's very skin safe, very reliable. Comes with an LED light, so you don't miss anything. If you want to use it in the dark, whatever you're into, you can use it as a flashlight. You know, very versatile as well. Great battery life. You can charge it wirelessly or plug it in as well. And it's got that nice matte black finish. Shout out my guys at Manscaped. Also waterproof, fellas. So this is very, very useful, man, whether you're at home, whether you're on the go. go ahead and go get that Lawnmower 4.0 before you go out on your dates. You know, before you go out on the night of the town after the Knick game, go ahead and, you know, trim those hedges, if you know what I mean. Take care of yourself with the Lawnmower 4.0. And they always take care of us. As a friend of the program, they give us 20% off plus free shipping by using promo code KFTV. So go to manscaped.com, enter promo code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping. All right. How many we got? How many we got in the chat right now, JD? How are we looking?
Right now we have, we're still holding strong.
Let's go.
3,300 in the chat.
3,300 holding strong. We are an hour into the show. This is what we do. Number one show for the fans by the fans. Let's get all those likes up. Hit that thumbs up on the feed, boys. Remember the KFTV gift back. We're giving away two tickets to the Knicks versus Raptors game. That's this Monday, November 1st. So make sure you guys go to KnicksFanTV.com, sign up for the giveaway, and we will announce the winners on Sunday's Knicks Weekly Recap. So make sure you do that. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go down south. Let's go to Florida, hang with the Debbie Down. I got to say, man, Jay, how you coming in tonight? How you coming in tonight, bro? We just won the game. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. I want all the bandwagons to hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. Fellas, you got the Dream Team online right now. You got my man CK, my man JD, my man CT on the line. Hit that line, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, turn on the notifications, all that.
All that.
Listen, man, I'm circling November 5th as the game playing the Bucks. This Knicks team is a good team, man. I can't even hate, man. This Knicks team is a good team. It's probably the best team since 99. Yeah, this team, Kemba is a settling presence, man. Yeah, man, yes. I gotta give it up. I got some hate too. The hate is coming. The hate is on the way. Don't you worry.
but
your man Kemba is important.
Yes.
Yeah, man, your man Kemba is important to this team. He hits timely shots. Them threes in the third quarter won this game. This game was close until Kemba started hitting those threes in the third quarter. With Kemba and Rose, we gotta hope they stay healthy. If they can stay healthy, this team can make some noise because they nasty. I seen Rose during his pregame press conference say he got a great supporting cast. I'm thinking to myself, like, who's the star of this team? Is it Julius or is it Rose? He say Rose is like, oh, yeah, I got a great supporting cast. I'm trying to play the 40 like Tom Brady. That's cool, bro. But I feel what he's saying because your man Julius is not a closer, y'all. Your man Julius cannot close the deal. Playoff basketball is a problem for this team always. They basically put Lonzo Ball on him the whole fourth quarter. Lonzo got four or five steals during the fourth quarter. In the first quarter, they ran Vooch to go double team to get some more length, and he was passing and turning it over a lot in that first quarter. Julius got to figure it out, man. He got to figure out how to play in high-pressure situations, off the double, fourth-quarter situations, knocking down your free throws. Come on, Drew, you got to play. That's why I believe that. I'm a championship or bust guy, as always. How are we going to win the championship? If Julius Randle is holding the ball at the end of the game, we don't have no closer. As good as Kemba and Rose is, they older players, they selling players, but they're not closers. My thing is we was playing somebody that we need to go after for real. Zach LaVine on this team means you can move Evan Fournier to the bench. Start LaVine and get rid of Burks. Burks and Noel are the biggest waste of money on the planet. I'm hating. I'm back to hating. Burks and Noel is like a money pit, brother. Burks can't even inbound the ball. Granted, like JD said, he hit that three in the third quarter, fourth quarter, but Obi rolls to the hoop for an easy dunk. If he would have missed that three, he would have missed Obi for the dunk, the higher percentage shot. Yeah. I just don't like how Burks plays. I feel like we have better options. If we can move Ev to his spot, or put Grimes in, do something different, save some money, get a legitimate wing to go in and play for real. We talking championship. Again, this team is nice. Kemba is nice. Rose is nice. We got a good team. Evan even played tonight like that, and we still won pretty much easily. But if Randle's your closer, I don't think we can win the championship. November 5th, we're going to see who we are for real. If we're going to Milwaukee and watch the Bucks, then we talking for real in the East. We'll beat the Bucks on November 5th because we're watching the baby team. So I'm going. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. I'm going.
Hey, Jay.
Let's get it.
Defend your guy. Defend your guy, CP. Burks Hive in the building.
Listen, as I told you guys the last time, I am a member of the Burks Hive.
But I'm not – there's no homerism here. As I told Begley, me and Begley's cracking up about that term that I coined, homerism. No homerism here. He's off to a slow start. He's off to a perplexing start, my guy Burks. He's overpassing when he's a bucket getter. Go out and go get buckets for us, man. He's overthinking in that lineup with Rose and IQ. He's trying to figure himself out. The inbound situation, that's been a problem since last year. It's been a problem since last year. So, you know, I can't defend that. Now, he had a couple nice threes in the game, you know what I'm saying, and that was cool. My guy's got to get it together. I'll be the first one to tell you. He's got to get it together, man. What do you guys think in the chat about Jay from Florida's call, man? Rate that call 1 to 5, 1 being the worst, 5 being the best, because Jay from Florida, a.k.a. Debbie Downer, he changed his tune up on us. He's been changing his tune up on us.
That was an underrated call.
Yeah. It's been predominantly positive. He still throws some shade in there. But I thought it was constructive. I thought it was constructive, man. Not a bad call in my book. You know what I'm saying? All right, I gotta get to an important phone call. I was just notified by Dave. We gotta go to the Rhyme Animal Chuck D. The Rhyme Animal Chuck D has been traveling.
Ooh.
He's in Cleveland right now on a special assignment. He'll let us know what it is right now. But he hit me up early. He said, "Yo, I'm down bad right now that I can't be in the chat because a lot of you guys, some of you guys that are new in here, don't know that you know we start the show." We open the show when the game starts, not this show, but the actual link to the show. So people are in here chatting while the game is going on, and Chuck is always in here chatting with the people while the game is going on. So he was on the flight watching the game, but he was down bad that he couldn't be in the chat because he couldn't get on the YouTube on the plane. So nevertheless, he made it to safe ground, and he's live and direct with us, man. Chuck, how you feeling, man?
Chuck D, if you're hungry, man, I'm cooking some burgers. So if you're hungry, let me know. I'll send you one.
I'm still at the 46 too, 46, 47. But that's all right, man. Jay from Florida, he gave us Florida weather. You know, like you could go down to Florida, man, and it's thunderstorms, and 3 minutes later it's sunlight. So that's what he just gave us.
Yeah, that's Jay from Florida.
He gave
us
like a weather mix, man. So. What up, CK? What up, Jay? What up, CP? Ash out there, you know, Jay Book. Yo, man, I'm in Cleveland. I'm going to usher in LL and Jay-Z to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I was coming in on a flight. And let me tell you, man, coming in over the lake, turbulence like crazy was nothing compared to the game. Nothing compared to the game, man. The plane was sideways, man. I was glued to the tube. I couldn't get on YouTube. But because it was a game of the week, I was fortunate. I was like, whoa, I didn't think I was going to catch this game. I didn't catch the Demarsh, but, you know, but peace out to everybody in the Marsh. I'll be there next game. My thoughts about it, I like the fact that Kemba at the end of the game is handling the ball if he's in there. And so you got a ball handler that hits free throws. I liked a couple of plays down the stretch where Julius was ISO, but he was in the block. And, he a couple plays, right? Get it in, boom, boom. They couldn't do anything to it. All right, Lonzo got these long tentacles, man. He got, like, the longest tentacles in the league, man. So he was able to slap the ball out. But most guys ain't going to do that. Couple of plays, and you got a real ball handler outside the perimeter. You got to foul him or you got to, you know, so – I like the space in there. Any Randall haters out there also know at the same time in Dallas, Luka missed 2 free throws in the last minute and also had the ball stripped from him too. So that's your man. You know, I'm not going to go to the what Julius didn't do, but I we were washing them all game, man. We were throwing that Knicks fan on him, man. And it was just, you know, it was a momentarily lapse of focus and reason that happens, man. But I'm a salute my guys, man. So I just thought it was we were beating their tails all damn game, man. All damn game. Did what we wanted to.
And it ended in cardiac fashion, Chuck. It wouldn't be the Knicks if it didn't end that way. It would not be the Knicks if it didn't end that way, man.
I'm telling you, the turbulence was pale in comparison, man. I'm telling you. But peace out to all y'all. But I'll join the Marsh on the regular, man. Peace out for y'all, and we're gonna try United Airlines to get YouTube up on there. So anyway,
man, make it happen, Chuck. Make it happen. Appreciate the call. Glad you got in.
Sorry I was making you nervous, CP. I was going back and forth with CP on the DM, yeah. And then CP said, we just can't do this. We can't do this. Peace, y'all.
OG, appreciate the call, man, as usual, and all the support, man. That's the Rhyme Animal, Chuck D. We already seen the PEs going in the chat. Throw some PEs in the chat. We got a legend amongst us. He's in here early. He's in here late. He's always in here, never misses a show. But he had important business to do, as you heard. He's ushering in Jay-Z and LL Cool J into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So one legend welcoming two more legends into hollow ground, man. So shout out to Chuck D. I'm sure that's going to be a great affair. I'm going to catch that wherever that's going to be televised, man. But always appreciate all the support, Chuck. So definitely appreciate that. Okay, let me shout out a couple super chats. King Matthew sends a super chat. He says, not going to lie, I almost threw my PS5. But a win is a win, so let's go. Ooh. Keep it going. Just we got to close better than that in the fourth quarter. Hashtag chill on Randall, please. Cassius Clay says, Randall's high post set is equivalent to the prevent defense in the NFL with RJ Kemba and Mitchell clutch. Bing bong. My guy Lloyd Rock, Barker Rock Jr. sends a super chat, says, I don't want to issue on Levine. Let's talk about the nine god and he's the vice tonight. Give my dude RJ some love, taking these fools to the hole. Let's go Knicks. Hashtag 60 burger. Lloyd Barker Rock is locked in on the 60 piece, man. Locked in. All right, we got some more on the phones, man. Let's go rapid fire because I want to get to a lot of people on the phones in the Discord. So let's make it quick, people. Cameron from Rhode Island, what's going on?
Let's go. What's going on, guys? I want to start it off with Evan Fournier. The one night I bet on Evan Fournier to hit more than three threes, he falls short, man. And honestly, it wasn't his fault. I don't think it was his fault. They were missing him a lot of times. Kemba, even D. Rose, too, sometimes. I know D. Rose is usually, you know, passing the ball once he gets down the paint. But
yeah,
they left Fournier open a lot. You know what I mean? Only shooting eight shots. Eight threes. But, again, with Julius, I know with the Julius slander, we don't like to hear it. But he's got to learn to either score or pass out of the double team. When he gets three, four dribbles in, he's just not efficient. He's just, you know, it makes the pace of the game slower and slower, and he just needs to learn how to score out of that double team or pass out quick. Like I said, again, with Evan Fournier, he was wide open a plentiful amount of times. But that's the one thing I took away from this game. And I know it's early in the season, but that fourth quarter, we got to, you know, close out games. But that's all I got.
Got crazy. Got a little hectic, man. Got a little hectic. No doubt about it, Cam. Thanks for the call, man. Scrooge from Brooklyn. Scrooge, what's going on? You up next.
Yeah, what's good, man?
How you feeling, bro?
It's good, JD, CK, CP. What's going on, man?
How you feeling, bro?
What's good? Yeah, I'm good. Randall got to cut it out, man. He got to cut it out. Stop trying to do too much. You got help this year. You don't need to be doing all that stuff you was doing last year, trying to force it. You can't too much turnover. First of all, the refs is playing for Bulls tonight, man. The refs is playing.
I don't know, man. If you ask Lavin,
I think so,
might,
man. Because
Zach Levine might disagree, bro. He was tight. I thought the refs was following the whistles all night.
Yeah, like, but it was a fair. It was kind of fair, but at the end, it was like blowing it too much. Let these players play, man. I got to cut it out with this rep, this everything calling, man. Throwing up the game.
Mm-hmm.
But Tibbs looked at the end. I like the way he kind of, you know, made the subs. He should have subbed in Rose. Took out Fournier to me. He should have took out Fournier and put in Rose. Kemba was hot, so leave him in.
Yeah.
Take out Fournier. He wasn't really on. He was on, but he wasn't on. So put it back in Rose so he could really close the game. So you can, you know, get that balance for him and Kemba, you know. So that's how I feel. So, you know, shout out to the crew, everybody follow, man. CP.
Chalo, bro.
You already know, Knicks fan. I already know.
Yes, sir. Appreciate the call, my guy. Appreciate that call. Jay Boogie, if you're out there and you're going to call in, make sure you call in. Jay Boogie, if you're out there, you're going to call in. Back to the Discord. Fredo, you on deck, man. Fredo, what's going on? Fredo.
Gentlemen, as always, thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Hope you guys are doing great as well.
Yep. Thank you, man. Good win.
No, great win, man. Yep. Well, going into the game, I wasn't as excited as the rest of the community was. I was just looking at it at game 5 of 82.
Yeah.
Then during the day, I grabbed my phone and I see Chicago makes Joakim Noah the team ambassador. I'm like, oh, look at these guys with this. Like, that should, first of all, that should be illegal that you're going to make him the ambassador knowing that he's still absorbing that horrible contract.
We're still paying him. He's still on the payroll.
I know. How is that legal? And so, you know, I thought it was a real cheeky move. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, nah, we got to smoke these guys. No way.
We got to get them up out of there.
Yeah, but, you know, real quick, I just want to say, like, you know, you guys really hit on my topic that I called them for, which is, like, the Knicks closing this year has been, like, real sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's luckily it's only game five, and they have 77 games to, like, work on it. But you just don't want to see them forming these habits of allowing teams to creep back in, because if we make it to the playoffs, there's no way that the Knicks are going to be able to get away with that. So hopefully they can figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, RJ's looking great. You know, Mitch really needs to stop scaring us. And besides that, I mean, I think the Knicks are really on a nice road here. So I'm ready for the Pelicans. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's get it. Let's get it going. And we got a $200 super chat from my guy, Jay Cal, out in the Bay Area. Shout out Jason Cal Canis. Jay Cal, appreciate the love. Appreciate the super chat. And Jay Cal says, Tib Tony, Bing Bong, 50 Burger, no heels. Shout out to J-Cal, man. $200 super chat on the check-in. Let's get it going, man. Definitely appreciate all the love, man. Appreciate that, J-Cal. Absolutely. All right, back to the phones. We go. I heard my guy Julito's on the check-in. Let's go. Julito McCullum, what's going on?
Hey,
probably should close with it. Yes, sir. What's good?
Yo, CP the legend. I don't know if you heard me the first time. I got to repeat it. My brother CK, what's up, family? And JD, I didn't get to chop it up with you at the game, but good to see you. I love all your takes. You're doing
you
amazing,
too.
Fam. But, yo, I just got to call in, man. It's a Cardiac Knicks, episode 4,336. We back, fellas. On today's episode, it's like your worst. It's like the worst story ever. It's like
as usual, man.
Grey's Anatomy mixed with like The Walking Dead mixed. It's horrible. But yo, excellent win, man. What you call it, 50 Burger? I declared. I'm not even going to say predicted. I declared we will win 51 games this year. I'm sticking to it. So if you got 50 burgers, put one more on the grill for me, JD, because we need this burgers, man. 50.
How you like
wins.
Your burgers, though?
Hey, medium well. Put some bacon on it, turkey bacon, preferably.
No
American
swine. No swine.
Straight. No swine. Go. No swine on the fork. You heard? My issue, you know what, I'm going to lightly say an issue because I'm hyped for the win. My issue with Julius is, come on, bro. Anytime he gets into a game where it's either a rivalry game, it's a big game, he freezes up a little bit. And I'm not going to lie, Lonzo had him in the clamps. I know you were a little, I know you were, that's your boy, but tell him to relax, okay? He had him in the clamps a little bit, but at the end of the day, I just need Julius to breathe. Just breathe a little, my brother.
I know those Chicago
fans was going nuts over there on him, talking about Kaiden, all that. Listen, Julius, you don't got to prove anything to anybody anymore. We know you're the star here. You're good. You're the king of New York, all of that. Chill, bro. But nonetheless, excellent win. I loved RJ tonight. I loved what he did out there. He made great defensive decisions, even though, listen, Zach LaVine, nobody's stopping Zach LaVine, okay? That's just that, right? So, but when it mattered, he made an amazing defensive stop. I love Mitch today, even though I think we got Mitch for give or take six more games, knock on wood, but he, because Mitch is on the floor more than the water boys when they're sweeping up, man. Get off that floor, my man. Relax. And Derrick Rose and Taj Gibson's a Saints, man. They are Saints, and I love that we have them. I don't know where we would be without them. But I just want to say, listen, you know, every time I see you, CP, I make sure to tell you what an amazing job you're doing. I love the show.
Man.
I listen to every episode. CK, my guy. I need more videos from you, CK, man. I love you.
Morning. Appreciate you,
bro. You're doing an amazing job, man. And JD, keep going. Like I said, your takes are amazing and everything. I love the conglomerate, and shout out to Ashley Morse. And I just want to say, before I leave, I need y'all to hit that like button and
hit
it so hard.
I need
that thumb to break. You hit that thumbs up so hard. You feel me?
But let's go, man. We don't appreciate the love, man.
You know it.
Yes, sir. Have a good weekend, bro. Julito McCollum on the check-in, man. One of Nick's Twitter's finest. One of the best in the community. Shout-out to I Am Julito. Follow him on Twitter, man. Big, big friend of the program. So to everybody in the chat, man, like Julito said, hit that thumbs-up button for your boys. Like I say, when you guys hit that like button, you hit that thumbs-up button, it breaks the YouTube algorithm, lets the algorithm know this is the number one show for the fans by the fans, talking all things Knicks. We got 43,000 subscribers for a reason. It's because when you come in, you hit that like button, you subscribe, you hit the notification bell, you share these videos. All these things trigger the YouTube algorithm. This is not a game, people. This is why we say it ad nauseum, because this is what helps us grow. You guys help us grow, and this becomes a community for the fans, by the fans. And when you do your job, we do our job, and that's bringing you that heat, man, bringing you a great show, a great program. You hear from people from all around the world, from, you know, my guy J. Cal checking in from the Bay Area, Julito checking in from New York. We got people checking in from – let me hear from my guy Bailey. My guy Bailey's checking in. That's our guy, CK. Bailey on the Discord. Yeah. Bailey, what's good, bro?
Well, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. Bailey, where are you checking in from? You Australia or London?
Yep, Australia.
There it is. That's what I'm talking about. We worldwide in this thing. Let's go. Bailey on the Discord. Let's go.
That game was a little too stressful. We got it. We got to have Derek Rose in the game during the clutch, because I like Kemba and Julius and all, but those two sometimes just make some boneheaded plays. Like, Rose is calm, just cool-headed in lucid moments like that. Julius, on the other hand, he did, like, scoring-wise, it wasn't good, but everything else, like, that type of Julius Randle is what I want to see. The dude that facilitates our muscle centers and grabs boards. Just, I want to see that from him. And Alec Burks, and to the people actually on Twitter that go on Emmanuel quickly for how he started, he's still got, what, 75 games to go or so?
He'll be fine. We'll be all right.
And Brandon Ingram, RJ's coming for you.
Let's go.
Yeah,
let's go, Bailey. Bringing that smoke from Australia. Let's get it going, man. Worldwide in this thing. Appreciate the call, man.
Thank you.
It's Bailey on the check-in, man. Salute to Bailey. Salute to everybody in Australia. Where's everybody in the chat checking in from, man? Throw your cities in the chat. Throw a flag in the chat, whatever country that you're repping. Throw it in the chat, and we will shout it out. Want to shout out some more super chats that have come in. My guy Eugene checking in from the Bay Area by way of Brownsville, Brooklyn. Sends a $50 super chat. He says, hashtag 50 burger. Stressful, but if you eat too many burgers, you get a heart attack. So cardiac Knicks is real. We got the W. Kemba is still new, so shaky endings is expected. He will get it together. Shout out my guy Eugene, man. All love, my bro. Appreciate the love as usual, man. Brooklyn in the building. Let's go. The Chuck D. Chuck D, the Rhyme Animal, sends a super chat. He says, crazy, but we will take it. We threw the hashtag Nick Sand on him. Let's go. In my opinion, Zach LaVine is the John Wall of forwards. Teams waiting for him to slow down to the game of basketball, not the athletic circus. In my opinion, Fournier is a better basketball player for us. So that might be in response to Jay from Florida. You know, Jay wants to see Fournier on the bench and the Knicks ultimately upgrade, but it's food for thought for the future, man. But I think, you know, Fournier wasn't a great game tonight, but, you know, it is what it is. He'll get it together, man. He'll definitely get it together. Okay, back to the phones we go. Let's take a couple more. Let's go down to 305 Miami. CeeLo, what's good?
Yo, what's good, fellas? Real quick, man, the most critical, first thing I want to say, and the most critical thing is that Mitchell almost got injured the last three games in a row, dog. And that's all because of Ari's bad juju, man. So everybody throw a tomato too. Come on, Ari in the chat. That's all on him. I just wanted two tomatoes, bro. That's it. But he did great on Vucevic, the Nick killer. He's been killing us for years, man. He did a great job on him. RJ, too, he did great. The thing I like most was I seen him driving it to the rack, man. And I think he did it mostly because, you know, you've seen Derek was trying to have a monster game. He didn't have it like that. He had a good game. But you see in the first half, he was just driving it to the hole, man, killing him, busting down the defense.
Yep.
RJ just follows suit. You know what I mean? He just started driving it to the hole, man. That's what he's got to do to take the next step. You feel me? So that was a big positive, I think. And the only other thing, the only kind of negative, and I don't want to trash Julius. I love him. But, you know, he's backing down Lonzo, man. You know he's stronger than this guy, man. Back him down, man. Take
Lonzo to the paint, man.
Exactly, man. But, you know, he's got – He's got the strength, though, man. He can body up Lonzo no problem. I mean, I don't see what the problem was, man. He's got to body up Lonzo. And the thing is, and he did it in the last game, too, where he's drawn the double team from Embiid against, you know, when they played the last game. And this time he was drawing out the big man. You know, he can dump it off to the side. He can dump it off to Mitch, dump it off to Taj for an easy bucket. You know what I mean? So that's more of the things I want to see. He can average 8 assists a game, man, because you know he draws so much attention, dog. But that's it, man. I love the show, man. 46 wins, conference finals, dog. Let's get it.
C-Lo, let's get it cracking. You know, part of the problem, though, fellas, I think part of the problem is, like, I feel like Julius gets the ball way too far out, whether it's the top of the key, the high post. You know, and then he's got to work so hard to get to the hoop. I feel like he should be catching that low post. You on Lonzo, catch that thing low post, a couple dribbles, body him in the lane. You should be dunking on Lonzo, man. I know Lonzo's a good defender, but come on, man. You shouldn't be struggling to get Lonzo up out of there, bro. But I think part of the reason he's catching the ball way too high out there.
Too high. I think that's a good point because in the few instances, because like Jay brought up when he called, the few instances where he did catch the ball up high in that fourth quarter when Lonzo tipped it away, it was that he was at the free throw line. So maybe if you get him in the post and you let him go to work, then you might be able to see something else out of him. But I don't know. I'm with my man Bailey. It's just one of those things where I just feel like sometimes he just gets in his own damn head in those fourth quarters. And I just want to see him, you know, breathe and just continue to play how he plays throughout the entire game and just close that thing out. But like I said, he'll figure it out. But I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's a good point. Maybe try that out.
And sometimes, you know, like he is what I was saying in terms of, you know, the habits. He played this role last season. The Knicks have a good season. You know, he had a tough playoffs. And he comes into this season maybe thinking, you know, nothing is going to change in terms of my game. And this is what I'm hoping with more games, more chemistry, that he and Tom Thibodeau, because I keep going to Thibodeau, he gets a lot of credit, and I agree with it, but you also have to put him in the position. That's also coaching in terms of sitting that player down and saying, listen, show him the film of those threes that he hit Fournier with. Show him that play of the three that he passed to Kemba, and look where he got the ball. Mm-hmm. He got the ball in the low block, right? So you want to – and a player of his size, and he's not really like that Kevin Durant, like that fluid, you know, power forward type player. Those type of players, you want to get closer to the basket and get them, you know, just easier just spacing. And allow them, but sometimes scorers love the ISO. Scorers love bringing the ball down the court.
But that's also why he's losing it.
Right. And so I think that's something that him and Tibbs have to work together. And you hope that with time that they're able to make that adjustment.
No doubt.
I had my Laker homies, because obviously they're watching this game because they got a lot of Lakers on that floor.
Yeah.
So in that moment when Julius Randle was being guarded by Lonzo Ball, they were saying, and it's very true, they said that Julius Randle is strong when he wants to be, and in that fourth quarter he didn't want to be strong because, like CP said, he should have – there was a lot of instances where he should have bodied him, especially on some of those rebounds and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I think that's a very good point as well. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know if he just turns it off. I don't know. But, I think that was a very good point. That, you know, he's strong when he wants to be strong. Yeah. I feel like that should have been a moment where he should have showed it off.
Let me salute our people from all around the globe, man. Christopher Fuhr checking in from Asbury Park, Dirty Jerz. Shout out to Asbury Park. My guy Bam Bam Bigelow was from Asbury Park. What you know about Bam Bam Bigelow? Might be too young. But Immortal Cuts says he's checking in from Manassas, Virginia. Shout out to Immortal Cuts. Dritz 924, Gainesville, Florida, home of the Gators. Let's go. We got Jose Mello checking in from Mill Basin, repping the DR. Jose, how you feeling? Christian Dedea checking in from Shaolin, Staten Island. What's going on? Pseudonym from Passaic County. We got Patrick Graff checking in from Luxembourg. Okay. Let's get it going. DJ Just Jordan checking in from JA, Wagwan General. What's good? Wele 09 checking in from Lagos, Nigeria. Salute, salute. Who else we got? We got Muhammad Mustafa Wahad checking in from Fremont, California. Okay. A-Train, Trinidad, how you feeling, A-Train? No doubt. Salute to everybody, man. Wherever you guys are checking in from around the world, welcome to the show, man. Hit that like button. Hit that thumbs up button. Lance Broad checking in. Lance Broad, what's good, bro? Jamaica in here repping heavy. All right, a couple more calls before we wrap up. Let's go to Oklahoma, man. Haven't heard from my guy Chris in a minute. Chris, is that you? What's going on? Chris, you there? Chris. Chris, going once. Chris, you're coming kind of low. Chris, you there?
Yeah, I am.
All right, Chris. Chris, we gotta cut your call. You gotta call back and talk a little bit. Man. Oh, hold on. And try Chris one more time. All right, Chris, go ahead, bro.
I'm here.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm here.
How you feeling, bro?
Good win tonight, boss. I thought.
Okay. All right, thanks for calling, Chris. We got to cut the call because it's a little bit too low, buddy. All right, you got to try to call back in and a little bit louder. Hector from Harlem, Uptown Harlem, what's good, man?
Before we start, I got to give a shout-out to you, CP, CK. And just I wanted to go out there and let you guys know that basically tonight, guys, I mean, I was holding on to the edge of my seat. CP, I think that tonight's win just – it was a referendum of, like, things to come later tonight, bro. Later this season, because Julius, for the most part, tonight he just showed once again that man can't have the ball in the final 2 minutes. I mean, he went from a ghetto – basically John Stockton to Sam Bowie in a matter of 2 minutes in crunch time. Bro, my thoughts are just rambling right now because there's so many things I want to point out, but I'll leave you with this. This is actually for CK, bro. Bro, I know you were big on Lonzo going into free agency, and I know that you're cool with Kemba at the point right now, and this is not coming at you at all. But check this out. Lonzo had Zion for about 2.5 years, and he had Brandon Ingram for about 4.5 years. Brandon Ingram won most improved player by himself playing ISO ball, and Zion wound up getting better by himself as well, and he's just naturally that good. So I just wanted to point that out because in the second half of the game, if you actually look closely, DeMar DeRozan started pushing that ball up because he tried to create something because Lonzo couldn't create anything all night. Another thing I wanted to point out was, CP, you said something really smart, bro. Alec Burks, I'm an Alec Burks supporter like crazy.
Yeah.
But tonight, yeah, he wasn't really off. He just had a standard night. But, I mean, he's just trying to get his feet wet with the second-tier guys. So I think everybody should just calm down. He's going to get it right. Julius, just please calm down, bro. Everything's going to be fine. And, yeah, we're 4-1. Everybody calm down. A win is a win. But let's go, Knicks. You guys make me proud as always. I'll be 20
appreciate it, bro.
For the rest of the season, bro.
Let's get it going. Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the call. All right, we're going to go a couple more calls. We're going to go to we're going to close with Angel. I see Abdul in there. We're going to get to Abdul. We're going to get to D. And then but we're going to go with Isaiah. So Isaiah, then D, then Abdul, and closing with Angel. Isaiah up next. Isaiah, how you feeling? Oh, Isaiah, you're missing the call, man. Oh,
tonight.
Isaiah tonight. Coming up, not in the clutch.
No,
man.
Bro.
Yeah, loud and clear, buddy. How you doing?
Okay. Oh, good. Hey, guys. Bro, first things first, I want to shout out to Discord.
Let's go. Yes, shout out to Discord,
and then,
man.
You guys had touched on it earlier. Mm-hmm. I just want to ask, what adjustments does Randle need to make so to come up against, like, the double teams and just to see the game more clear?
Yeah, so for me, from what I saw in tonight's game, is kind of like the Hawks game with the adjustments, is I like to see him operate from more of the middle of the paint, the middle of the court, because a lot of times when he's operating out of the elbow, if he doesn't make quick decisions and get the ball out of his hands, you know, make that cross-court pass when it's available or swing into the corners, you know, a lot of times the defense is cutting off his vision and his passing lane. So that's forcing him to either take a bad shot. Doesn't seem like he's not driving the ball as strong as he should. So a lot of the times it's resulting in either a bad decision or just a bad shot. I like to see him operate more in the middle of the court. That way he can, you know, see on both sides, make a move, whether he wants to pull up, play with Kemba, play that 1-2 game with his playmakers, get some easier shots going. You know what I mean? And then also just get the ball a little bit low in the post so that he can use his size on a guy like Alonzo go to work and finish a lot stronger. So tonight was just one of those nights. I mean, Tibbs was very high in his performance. I don't know if he was just being, you know, coach, you know, not trying to, you know, criticize his play in front of the media. But Tibbs just basically said that even though he wasn't scoring, he just still liked the fact that, you know, he was distributing and doing other things to help them win. But just seemed to me he's just a bit too shaky. Last point, I don't like him bringing the ball up all the time. I don't like him bringing the ball up all the time, especially when we have other capable playmakers. So that's just my 2 cents on it.
Well, you gave 3 cents, so
yeah,
there's not much more to say.
Yeah.
And hit him on the head, too.
You covered it all, man. Yeah, I mean, anything else to add would be just, you know, he just has to trust the pass off the double team.
Right.
You know, many times we see that there is a guy available, whether it's the cross-court pass or even, you know, the guy right in front of him that gave him the ball on the low post. When he's in those situations, he just has to trust the pass and not worry about it, whether he's scoring. Just let the game come to you and just trust the pass. Pretty much it.
And that's all 4 quarters because he did that tonight, but he didn't do it in that 4th one. That's the entire game.
Hit your free throws in the clutch, you know? Need them. Hit your free throws.
I've never agreed with that, too. Like, even last year, like, he's always been, like, we get a technical foul or something like that, and he's always the guy. I've always felt there was a better free throw shooter that we could go to. And I get it. Some teams do the whole you're the best player, so you get all the opportunities type of thing. But, you know, we have some good free throw shooters here. So it's a little observation, but, you know, he has to hit his free throws.
So Flavian in the chat says we're not giving the Bulls defense credit. No, I think we are because we're saying here's how he should adjust when those defenses are giving them those looks. If there was no defense being played, then, you know, he should have had a much better game. No, the Bulls defense I thought was good because they played to his weaknesses. But, again, we're talking about how he can adjust in those situations, making sharper decisions, making quicker decisions. You know, I think that's what we're saying. We definitely give him credit to the Bulls defense. I thought the Bulls defense played him well. Look how many times Lonzo stripped him. You know, Caruso getting in there. Bulls don't have any paint protection, and that was where their vulnerabilities lied. And I thought the Knicks did a good job controlling the boards, driving to the basket with our guards. So
he is a positive. The Knicks last year, 9 games, they were 3-6 when Julius scored fewer than 15 points. And that's a 3-6 record, 9 games when he scored fewer than 15 points.
Yeah.
So far this season, we beat the Bulls with 13 points and we beat the Sixers with 16 points.
Yeah.
And that's per, you know, Tommy Beer. So, you know, that's 2 wins with your best players.
Let's go.
Your best player not scoring, you know, 18, 20, 19,
yeah.
15, you know.
Love a bounce attack, man.
So this is what we're saying. We
new territory.
Still have not seen the full potential.
Yeah, this wasn't even our best
team.
Game. This wasn't even our best game offensively,
right.
But defensively we had it going. So give credit to our defense. All right, a couple more. Let me hear from Harry Love. Harry Love, what's going on, man? You caught me on a Friday's payday. Let's go, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's up, man?
How you feeling?
Bloom. What's up, CP? What's up, fellas?
How you doing, bro?
I'm good, bro. I'm a 50 Burger Soldier out here.
Let's go.
Salute.
Let's go.
And why? I'm going to tell you right now. I'm the number one member of the Rose Clothes Brigade. That man is for real. He's cool, collected. He got the poise. He got the confidence. Yo, Kemba did his thing. He was cooking out there today. Let me tell you, I love Kemba. It's so good to have him back home. And he was doing his thing. He's starting to shoot that three for the past 2 games so good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little bit lost out there. Let me tell you, you know Rose goes out there. He's never shook. He knows what to do. He's smart with the ball.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to drive. He gets it in there. Let me tell you also, yo, we're 4-1.
Let's go.
4-1. For real. We should be 5-0, for real. But this game should not have been that close to the end.
Yeah.
We went down. Let me tell you, there was a point that we almost went 4 minutes without a point at all in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. That's when you know Rose had to come in. Something came to a standstill. Something was not working. Because let me tell you, for the first 3 quarters, it really looked like Chicago was like boys and the Knicks were men. It was boys against men. Let me tell you that.
Yeah.
They were really controlling that. And at the end, there's no way we should have lost a 12-point lead in the fourth quarter halfway through. For real. And let me tell you, Taj Gibson, yo, my man is playing good. He really is. He's better now than he was 2 years ago. He's getting older. It's crazy.
Taj,
I'm
going to
tell you right
man.
Now. Dodgers are getting better now. And not only that, let me tell you something about people talking about Fournier. They hate Fournier, or like they whatever, they're hating on him. Yo, that man's shot is water, straight water. Every time you see that basket, that net just splash every time. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, when he goes off the dribble, he's a little clunky, looks a little lost, like he's about to lose the dribble every time. All right, I'll give you that. But when him and Julius, they team up and do that little pick and roll thing, mm-hmm. and Evan shoots that three, that thing is water, for real. Yeah, that's it, man. That's I got to tell you. Thank you for putting me on. And, much respect.
Appreciate you, bro. Harry Love on the check-in. All right, a couple more. We're going to go to D, Abdul, Angel, J Boogie. Let's go rapid fire, fellas. Getting late out here. Rapid fire. D, what's going on?
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on?
I just want to say it was a good game, but I'm going to have to agree with JD that a lot of the stuff is going to have to fall back on Thibodeau, because I think that positive I see is that even though that debacle in the fourth quarter, they're going to learn from it, because that was what happened to us against the Hawks. They couldn't finish the games. So we're learning. They're going to have to learn how to depend on the other players, and the other players are going to have to learn how to step up as well. But Tibbs has to learn how to sit Randle down when he's playing like that and put in somebody, whether it's just for defense or something, just to get him out of the game, to get his mind right, and then put him back in when his mind is right. Because his mind was all over the place. You could see it. He was tired. His mind was all over the place. And, you know, Tibbs has to, you know, just say, all right, just sit down for a minute and pay attention to the game. So that, right. I think, but overall, I think it's good. You know, the negative comments shouldn't be coming until after the All-Star break.
Yeah, but yeah, we got to give him some time, man. Appreciate the call, D. Got to give him some time to gel. But, you know, I don't think Tibbs is not going to, you know, sacrifice his best. But, yeah, mentally it looked like Julius was flustered there and there with the defense. But, you know, I just don't think in a game like that he's just going to, you know, sub his best player away for, you know, just for the sake of it. Abdul from San Diego. Abdul, what's going on?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? Can you hear me?
Yep. How you doing, bro?
All right, perfect. First and foremost, man, I want to thank you guys, man, for always contributing and giving us value, right? I found you guys last year during the pandemic. I wasn't even looking. So the algorithm, the likes, the thumbs up, telling you guys that really do work, because this is exactly what I needed in California. Yeah. And just a few things. It'll be really quick. First and foremost, JD, right on point, man, when you talked about RJ defense. He's committed to the defensive side this year. He's going to give us buckets, but for him to step up in bullet spot to take these offensive players, major. Another thing is tonight, double team blitz defense. That was on point, you know what I mean? To contain LaVine and DeRozan the way we did throughout the game was phenomenal. Another major tip I want to say for Kemba, I don't know if you guys saw the rotational defense. Kemba had a rotational deflection in the paint, which could have easily caused a dunk by the else. So that was huge. Yep. Before I hang up, can we all bow our heads and make a prayer for Mitchell Robinson ankles for the rest of the season? Man. Keep him healthy. And first and foremost, fellas, we got the win, right?
Let's go.
I'm in the garage. I can't scream like I could because I got four kids in the house right watching the game. But I'm telling you, you guys don't understand how much this means to me as a Knicks fan, right? I've texted my brother throughout the season, but it's nothing like Knicks Fans TV. Thank you, guys. I'm out.
Appreciate it, man. My guy Abdul holding it down in San Diego. Never misses the show. Four seeds in the crib. He's still up and at it. Dedicated every night watching Knicks Fan TV. Appreciate the love, man. Definitely appreciate it. All right, Angel up next, man. Angel, let's go rapid fire. Angel, let's go. Thank you.
Salute. What's good, everyone? CP, JD, my guy CK, 2K. How you feeling, fellas?
Good, man. What's going on?
Oh, you're feeling great.
I'm good, man. I'm hyped, man. You know, I'm feeling good. I kept telling people with the continuity that we have with this team, we're going to be better than Chicago. We're going to be better than Boston and Atlanta. You know, you guys lost tonight as well, so y'all keep talking as well, because we're going to hang you that L on Christmas, right? So this is how we're going to do it. First thing first, y'all, hit that thumbs up for your boys. I mean, hit that subscribe button, feel me? And listen, man, when it comes to this game, it wasn't pretty, but let me tell you something. A couple years ago, we would have lost this game. And we did everything we could to lose the game. But shout out to Coach Tibbs, man, because Coach Tibbs said, just like any other game, if you rely on defense, you could still win games. And this is one of those games, man. But when it comes to the end of the game, man, we got to do better on the inbounding and the shot selection because we're doing too much one-on-one. I mean, it's terrible. It's worse than Stephen A. Smith's hairline. I mean, we got to do something about this, bro, because it is awful. But let me tell you something. All in all, the one thing I can say is this. RJ Barrett, for all of y'all sitting there, you know, like trashing him, it's not about how you start. It's how you finish, man. And that second half, the way RJ played offensively, going to the bucket, being aggressive, running the floor, I mean, that's what you want, man. And we got to stop playing and be patient with this guy. And defensively, I'm saying it right here, right now, this is going to be defensive player of the year if he keeps playing like this, man. Because Jason Tatum, he was off, you know, and then and we got this game. You know, we made DeRozan up pump fake, and he airballed. So, you know, shout out to RJ, man. But I thought the key to this game was the offensive rebounding because we were plus 12 on offensive boards, but we had 11 offensive rebounds compared to 5 for Chicago. So Mitch was really big on that. And then, you know, in the end, we limited them to 8 fast break points, you know, because Chicago, they like to run the floor. So shout out to that defense, man. And 50 points in the paint to Chicago's 40, that was really, really big as well. And, you know, now we got to do what we said we was going to do, right? Do not play it to the level of competition because we got the Pelicans, and you know what I'm saying? We got to beat them, man. We can't just be giving away games. We got to beat this game. And, JD, fire that grill up. I want them burgers well done. I want the steak. I want the ribs on the grill. You know what I'm saying? Because Zion, he going to be in the sidelines watching as well. So cook a steak for him as well, bro. And as always, man, y'all have a good night. It's the Dark Simp. I'm out. Y'all have a good night. Peace.
Angel from Philly on the check-in. All right, we're going to close with the closer of the show. Jay Boogie from North Carolina. Close us out, man.
Salute, salute, salute. Three capital S's. Oh, they didn't get the notice? Oh, they didn't get the notice? Well, then go ahead and take notice. All day long, I've been listening to all the Chicago talk, all the Chicago filming, all the Michael Jordans and all the playbacks, all that, the Knicks and all that. All they highlights, they had the Chicago Bulls over. Yeah, I even seen Kurt Thomas up in the Raptors. Yeah, what are you doing up there? You ain't got no ring up there. You was up there sitting like you was next to Chris Tucker or something like that. But I've been seeing the situation all day long, you know what I'm saying? But guess what? We handled our business tonight. I don't want to hear nothing about Chicago no more. Who they play? Detroit? What? Then what? Again, they play Detroit? What? Who else they play? New Orleans? They ain't played nobody. Toronto? I'm going to deal with them come Monday. So no, you ain't played nobody. So therefore, I'm going to keep on eliminate all these guys they keep talking about. I said at the beginning of the season, y'all talking about 50 burgers. I want 60 and a third seed. That's what I want, the third seed. So look at Boston. They up on us. Atlanta, we're going to deal with them. I don't want to hear nothing about them guys, the New Jersey Nets. I don't want to hear nothing about them. I don't want to hear nothing about Milwaukee. Only one I told y'all that's out there doing anything is Miami. That's it. I don't see nobody else. But I love what we're doing. We're handling our business and we're throwing blows and getting rid of teams, getting them out the way early, quick, fast, handling our business. Yep. That third quarter was major. You see how RJ and Julius is putting pressure on that rim? That means their IQ level was up real high. It was in foul trouble. 8 minutes left in the third quarter. So they kept attacking and get to that free throw line and knocking down free throws. Our free throws was a whole lot better to the end of the game. Okay, Julius, don't worry about it. We're going to wipe that away because I take Julius with a low caliber game like this and a W before I take Julius with 35 points, 12 rebounds, and 9 assists and an L. I take this Julius right here any time of the day. So he going to go in the locker room. He going to regroup. He going to learn he need to get a little deeper. He going to do all that. That man is good for making adjustments, you know what I'm saying? So I love what we're doing. Keep doing what we're doing. Keep doubting the haters and keep motivating up this ladder, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need to strap up and get ready to go because this is going to be a great season. But all the times that we wasn't, you know, getting to where we needed to be at and the hard time, the rough time, the bad contracts, the bad coaching, the Steve Mills, the bad everything coming in the office, the sports channels throwing us up under the bus. Ain't no more of that. We don't land it at the clipboard. Yeah, we don't got the Wonder Woman airplane. We landing down right here, right now. So say what you want to say and feel what you want to feel. But the Knicks is right now inside the building. And we taking on all the comers, all the haters, all the doubters. Bring them on, one by one. And we're going to keep knocking y'all slammed down.
down. Shout out to the squad day, Super Day, the board man, the best man it is. Shout out to CJ2K, my man out there in Cali, you know what I'm saying? They struggling out there, you know what I'm saying? So we gonna take over out there too, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to the fly boy, you know what I'm saying? JD, the young Priscilla. Shout out to my GM, you know what I'm saying? The young Lloyd Banks, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Wonder Woman. Shout out to my man Chuck D. He airlining, he going everywhere, you know what I'm saying? He talking about the turbulence. Now he's the turbulence. That's the Knicks rocking buildings, you know what I'm saying? Up in the sky everywhere. And shout out, you know what I'm saying, to the great one. I'm on the mic right now, the J Boogie. And I got some more things in store. Y'all prepare, keep waiting on the album, get ready to drop. It's coming right between the end of November and early before Christmas. I'm getting ready to drop it. I'm going to tell you the title of the name. It's called J Boogie Presents Knicks in the Booth. I'm telling you, I got that heat. Y'all think y'all heard something? You ain't heard nothing yet, man.
Oh, that's it. That's it. Cliff, he left us with a cliffhanger on the album.
Yo, yeah.
Shout out to J Boogie, man.
He said, yeah.
Yo, he just vanished. Vanished without a trace, man. Shout out to J Boogie.
He said, I'm
going to
change it up tonight. I'm just talking to just go.
Dipped.
Man, bouncing is like Batman.
That's a fact, bro. Shout out to J Boogie. The energy was real. You heard the man. It was a good win, man. I had to let off some steam. It was a cardiac night, man. When you're feeling all that pressure on your heart, man, you gotta let it out, man. You know? Almost blew that thing. But, hey, in the grand scheme of things, as J Boogie said, as J Cal, Chuck D said, as JD said, he'd come with the optimism. We are 4-1 in the campaign.
Amen. J Boogie, I hope you didn't break your phone, man.
Yeah.
When he went in.
Yeah.
Phone blew up.
We are 4-1 in the campaign, so, hey. A lot to be grateful for. Can we go to New Orleans and steal one? Let's get it going, man.
Oh, that'll be a great week, a great way to end the week and go right into the pod.
Yeah, that'll be a great.